from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good in May to get me out of a jam in August. So there's more from that interview you can go back and listen to. We have more clips, what he said about the decision to bunt in the ninth inning, even weighed into the Peterson event even more. He thought that there was going to be a counter move by Arizona's manager in that spot. And it sounded like that factored into his decision to not go to Beeks either. It's 4 o'clock. That means you can try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-GUTTER-HELMET or 888-5-HELMET today for a free estimate. UPMC Health System wants you to know your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. All right, Donnie, there's UPMC for you and Gutter Helmet. Let's go back out to the hotline, and that's where we find Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. All right, Greg, try to, as Hurdle would say, shower well and wash off Sunday's game. We had Shelton on today, and I'm even more angry now after hearing him talk than I was when I left the ballpark on Sunday. Have you gotten over it yet?
Not really. I will after the first pitch, Greg, of this game.
Greg, I know it's very difficult for you to have this opinion, but that was the worst managed game I've ever seen in person in a big spot. I'm serious.
Oh,
you think
my gosh.
That's not hyperbolic on my part. I can't believe how he screwed that game up. And I know you've said to me, Shelton manages bullpens better than you give him credit for. He's not having a bad year.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think he managed that bullpen well. I agree with that. But I stick by what I said when you had asked me that a few weeks ago, that I think that is one of the strengths of Shelton.
He came out the air today and said Chapman was available to pitch. Well, then why the frig is Woodford in the ninth inning? What are we doing here?
Andrew, again, I'll repeat, as I said, I would agree with you. I don't think he managed the bullpen well in this particular instance on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was perplexed. I saw both. I did the radio with Bob. I was on radio on Sunday and pointed out that both Beeks and Chapman were ready. I mean, there were a number of things that happened or didn't happen. That it's a Monday morning quarterback's delight when you think about it, or a first guesser's delight in this case. Because in the back of my mind, I was wondering, you know, I don't know if you heard the Ben Cherington show or not, but I hosted that.
I heard
on
some
Sunday.
Of it. Yep, I did.
And I asked him. Because I'm looking at the innings, and you know, they have not come out and said what they're going to do. But 130 innings last year, it's hard to imagine they're going to go more than what? You know, like 150, 160 or so? I don't know. But 170 may. But the point is, he was at, I think, 108 combined with the minor leagues this year.
Skeens.
And if you – yeah, Skeens. So he's got 9 starts left. And he's as I – kind of draw it out. If you look at the every 6 days minimum, he's been on that routine every 6 days. And so if you map it out, he's got then about nine left for the regular season. He's at about, what, now 86 innings. So if you stick to about six innings or so, to me, that's manageable.
It is.
But they've been in so many tight games with him. The offense has done so little with him after his first handful of starts. It seemed like they scored a ton for him. Well, now recently that's not been the case. And I mentioned this to Ben on the pregame on Sunday, that I imagine you guys would like to have a decent lead for him so that you could get him out of games early. And he agreed. And so here's an instance where they're leading 4-0 after five. And I saw, as you watch that game, for me, it looked as though, even though, five innings, no runs, you know, on the surface, three hits, two walks, four strikeouts, that looks like a darn good start. And for most it is, and it was for Skeens, but it wasn't, he wasn't at his elite best.
I agree.
And I felt like, oh, so you were there, right?
Yeah, I was there.
What? Okay.
I was in 117, Greg. I was making eye contact with Skeens when he was coming off and on the mound.
Oh, well, so you got a good vibe then. You understood what was going on, and I'm sure you mentioned that you agreed that in your mind, in my mind, he was, I don't know if laboring is the right word. It was a hot day. You can attest to that. Yeah. The Diamondbacks lineup we know is tough. Best, you could argue it's the best offense in the league, one of the best offenses in all of baseball, certainly a top three or four. And they battle.
Yes.
And so that was a grind. So now he's gone through the lineup twice in five innings, even though it was a 1-2-3-5th. I still felt like in the back of my mind, you're ahead 4-0. I know you're a bit short in the bullpen. I think I even mentioned this on the radio. You now need to find a way to navigate through perhaps a short bullpen to get the final 12 outs. But in my mind, and then, Andrew, you remember this, in the bottom of the fifth, it was strikeout, flyout for the Pirates offense, and it was quick.
Yeah, he came right back.
And he came, and I thought, darn, I don't know about this. In my mind, that the Pirates offense gave him no time to take a breather. And he's right back out there. And the first batter triples off the wall and right.
Yep.
And for me, again, I guess to a degree, I'm second guessing because I didn't say this on the air, but I would have been happy with the five. And I'd have gone to the bullpen. And knowing that we do know now that Chapman and Beeks and Bednar are all available. We know that because, well, Chapman and Bednar didn't appear, but they were warming up ready. Chapman was warming up and getting ready. And Shelton said he was going to go to Bednar in the 10th if it tied up. So
yep.
Those three then, for me, we know that Bednar and Chapman, at least six outs. In fact, for me, that game was so important. In my mind, I'm thinking Bednar, even though they stay away from this a lot, and you figure Chapman's not going to go more than one, but Bednar is rested. I'm looking for maybe four or five outs out of Bednar. So I'm going from the ninth inning. I'm going back to figure out how many outs I can get. And then I go figure out, okay, Holderman, the way he's pitched, I prefer, and I did ask Shelton this the other day on the pregame about maybe how you get closers out of high-level ninth-inning situations. Maybe you do the same thing with a guy like Holderman. Maybe he goes out there to begin the sixth and see how he does. You know, fresh, clean inning, and you still have a 4-0 lead. That's a low-level situation. That's how I would have done it. And so I don't think he was at his best as he went to Holderman. I would rather have gotten Jock Peterson out of the game, which you would have had you gone to Beeks, who was ready. So they go to a pinch hitter. Who would you rather have, Beeks versus Lourdes Gurriel?
Or Grichuk is what Shelton said today.
Or Grichuk, or Holderman versus Peterson after you could tell Holderman had walked a couple guys.
That's
even
easy.
Though he just struck out Marte.
That's easy.
Rather have Beeks against anybody.
Yep.
I'd rather. And by the way, in addition, something you got to think about, And the great thing about baseball is that not only do you get Peterson out in the seventh inning, or the sixth inning rather, you get him out for maybe one or two more at-bats. We're talking about the seventh inning. So you get him out for the seventh, and maybe you get him out of another at-bat.
I agree.
So he's done. He's out of the game for two at-bats.
I'm with you, man. That's why I'm still fuming today, Greg. And now I've got you
all
worked
up. Well, like I said, I am until first pitch.
How did you come down on the bunt? The bunt, I think, is actually a situation
where
I think reasonable baseball minds can debate it and disagree on it. I'm of the opinion that they shouldn't have done it.
Okay, so I'm a guy who normally comes down on the side of bunting certain guys in obvious situations. For me, Andrew, this is not an analytics type thing. For me, this is a feel thing. And especially during the course of a game, I try not to get caught up in too many of the numbers in these situations. I didn't even have time to go back and look up how many times IKF has sacrificed in his career. I mean, he looks like the type of player that can do it all, a utility guy, but
sure.
probably good numbers as a guy. But for the feel of the game on that day, his first opportunities where he succeeded, and he did. He had that double and the triple off the wall and right. He's feeling good. His second game as a Pirate. He was brought in specifically to improve the offense. This is not, and there's no disrespect to these players, this is not Aliko Williams. This is not Jared Triolo. You could even say this is not Michael A. Taylor, who've all been asked to bunt. This is not even a Grandal. This is a guy that you brought in to be a spark for the offense. And he did his job in two at-bats. Now, he did strike out his next two ABs, but he's feeling good about himself. And
I don't want to give him an out when the whole crowd, 30,000 people, are going nuts. The pitcher's rattled. The first two guys get on.
Yeah, one other thing before I forget. Talk about the feel of the game. One other thing. You have this pitcher now with 32,600-plus.
Bingo.
The pitcher is on the ropes. He's feeling it. This Ryan Thompson has just been thrust into the closer's role, by the way.
Yep, I agree.
The second time.
Don't give it out.
So now he got a walk and a hit, and now the crowd's crazy. And now you bunt. I was stunned by it.
So was I.
As you say, this is the great thing about baseball. We can debate it, and I'm usually a guy that errs on the side of bunting. I understand it. In most cases, but with the player that you've got coming to the plate, the situation, I didn't like it at all. And I would have said that even if he had successful, it just felt like, the momentum's on his side.
I think Lovello walks Reynolds if he gets the bunt down.
I don't know if he does. He may. I mean, it's a big roll of the dice because then you put the winning run on. Of course, he brings in Puck.
Yeah, but he trusts Puck to strike out Cruz.
But I don't even think that way. See, I'm not even – I've heard that argument. Yeah, well, you bunt, then the base is open. Yeah, that's true, but I'm not even thinking that way.
You don't want to take the bat out of IKF's hands, and I don't disagree with that
either.
I
don't. Not in that situation. And again, I'm you know, people that have – you and I have talked about this over the years and other people that I'm old school in that bunting often when I feel it, but not there.
Yep.
Not with – this guy that you brought in for the specific reason for his bat. This is not Aliko Williams coming to the plate.
Well, now it's a backs against the wall a little bit as far as early August series go, Greg. You got to make hay against San Diego tonight.
You do, but I'm going to go back to something I've said for weeks, and Bob Walk and I have talked about this often, and I say it, I'm going to talk about it on the TV side again. I'm telling you, for me, Andrew, and I'm not just saying this now, I think maybe the cleaner path to the postseason is the National League Central Division. So, yeah, this is big. We still want to beat the Padres. But if you look at just the structure of these teams, just look at the teams they're fighting
for.
Right,
you only got to jump
postseason.
One to win the Central, and you've got to jump multiple.
But look at the Diamondbacks and the Padres. Let's be real. As they're orchestrated, as they're constructed now, if you put the Pirates up against the Padres and the Diamondbacks, do you really think the Pirates are a better team necessarily than those teams? Honestly, maybe
better,
not.
Better now, pitching team than Arizona for sure, but not.
Oh,
better.
Yeah. Oh, and you could say even better pitching team than San Diego. Or maybe most, and that's why in a short series, you want to get to the postseason. But I think maybe getting to the postseason, the best path for the Pirates, I think, has been and still might be the Central. And I don't like conceding that division title. I want some home games, by the way, in the postseason. I want to be greedy. I don't want to just, you know, go three road games in wherever you'd go, Atlanta, Arizona, wherever you'd end up. I want home games. I want to win this division because it's winnable and the opportunities do not come around enough for this Pirates team. I want their sights set on the division. And they still have the Brewers to play, of course, and the Cardinals. And I also think those teams are coming down and the Pirates have an opportunity to pass both. And I hope that that's, again, not to discount playing a team that you are fighting for against
sure.
in the Padres, but I'm not going to, you know, be terribly upset. You know, I don't want them to get swept, and I don't think they will. But I don't think the season is over because they lost 4 of 6 to the Diamondbacks, and I don't think the season will be over if they lose a series. Not that I want them to, but I still have my sights set on the Brewers and the Cardinals.
Milwaukee's in Atlanta tonight. Pirates start with the Padres 6:40. Our leadoff show was with Dan Zangrilli at 5:45, who did an unbelievable post-game show to the game on Sunday, Greg. It was
he's insanity. So good.
He is.
I didn't hear it, but there's no surprise. He's so smart and he's so locked in on stuff and he's such a hard worker. I love that about him. But yeah, I love whenever I get a chance to listen to him. I do. I learn a lot from him.
Greg, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thanks, Andrew.
At 4:18, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency today. If you're just finding us, I feel somewhat vindicated on the Brandon Ayuk front. Last night, people were saying, Pony, you're a moron. You reported that a Steelers source said it's at the goal line. And now there's a report out of San Francisco that the Steelers are out. And then Adam Schefter on McAfee's show said, Steelers are not a likely landing spot. Well, Adam Schefter had to do a mea culpa and said, I apologize, I'm wrong. The Steelers are re-engaged They're in it. Ian Rappaport said the same thing. I've steadfast on this. I've stood firm. I've said no. They've never been told they're out. They think it can happen because Ayuk wants to play for the Steelers and won't accept a deal to Cleveland or New England. Now, Josina Anderson, who is Josina Anderson working for now, Donnie? Malzi's not here. Is she like an independent insider or is she with a network? Do we know? Josina Anderson, what is she up to these days? Josina, she used to be on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at her Twitter bio. Just says senior NFL insider, host of The Crew and Undefined with Josina Anderson.
So she's just on her own now. She's like an independent insider. She tweeted 3 minutes ago, now being told the Patriots aren't giving up on Brandon Ayuk, per source. The question is, can New England stretch the offer they're prepared to give? If so, by how much? And how much creates sway, is what she said, sway. Donnie, I get the sense that the Patriots have a very, very heavy Patriots tax here. Because they are not in a good place. Their quarterback is going to be Jacoby Brissett to start the year, and then Drake May, who I do like, who was the third pick. But there's all kinds of unknown there. And I think the only way to get Ayuk, and they know this, is to, I think Josina Anderson reports this thinking, maybe the Patriots have to give Ayuk a Justin Jefferson offer to get him there. Like, hey, we'll make you the highest paid receiver in the NFL. At which point he said, well, I didn't really like New England, but let me start looking up homes in Rhode Island and the suburban Boston areas. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would take that sort of big money to get Brandon Ayuk to New England. Because otherwise, I don't really know what is attractive about that situation. I mean, it's a lot of overhaul.
Malzi said yesterday he likes their quarterback situation better than the Steelers.
I mean, maybe long-term with Drake May, but I mean, if the Steelers find something in Justin Fields, we could argue the Steelers have a better situation.
I think Fields is respected.
What if Drake May doesn't turn out
right,
to be anything?
I think Fields is respected in the NFL. I think more guys would want to play with Justin Fields than with Drake May right now. I mean, look
no
at the
doubt.
Things DJ Moore said about Fields on the way
and
out.
He just
there.
Got big money.
Yep.
And who can he can thank Justin Fields for that. Yeah, I would think that if Ayuk goes to New England, it would have to be like he would be getting paid, I don't know, top five wide receiver money.
Oh, I think it's got to be
the game. Maybe even on the medal stand.
I think it's got to be higher than who's second right now after Jefferson. Is it AJ Brown? I think it is. I think AJ Brown's at like $33 million. I bet it would have to be more than that. Updated odds for Brandon Ayuk's next team per BetUS. They have the Patriots one at -105. But that was before Schefter came back and said the Steelers are re-engaged.
So Jefferson's 35 per year. A.J. Brown is 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyreek Hill are both about 30.
I think they have to make it 35 to get him.
Even it with Jefferson.
Yep, I do. Go back to what Schefter said on McAfee's yesterday and yesterday's show, and he did not retract this. He pretty much said that the Patriots felt like they had a trade in place for Ayuk, but that's when they were told that he didn't want to play there. But they have so much cap space where, unlike Cleveland, they can, if they want to, if they're so desperate, they can really make him like a Godfather offer contract. They can go so willing. Like, that's... we'll really find out here how much Ayuk values playing for Mike Tomlin and being a Steeler if New England keeps upping its contract offers to Ayuk, which they would have never done in the past. I do think in this situation, it hurts the Steelers that it's not a Belichick-run organization anymore, because I think Belichick would get to a point where he's like, ah, the hell with it. This is what I'm offering. I think this is what you're worth. I'm not going a dollar over this amount. Screw off. I'll go, coach up Kendrick Bourne and Tywan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster. I'll make it work with those guys. But there are new sheriffs there. So New England, according to Josina Anderson, starting to up their offers. How much will the Steelers change their trade offer if they're confident that Ayuk only wants to play for them? Then Ayuk can't play in San Francisco this year. How much do they even need to sweeten the pot for San Francisco to say, let's just put this saga behind us and make a trade and be done with it? That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. And it is brought to you by his new friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Donnie, before it gets started, I have a text message here I want to read to everybody. Timestamp. 4:26 p.m. Question for me to a Steelers source on the state of the Steelers 49ers trade negotiations. Text back that this person is allowing me to use and disseminate to you right now. Nothing's changed since the last time we talked. We're in this thing. We're in this thing.
The gift that just keeps on giving.
Get the, what's the gif that goes around with Heath Ledger from Dark Knight?
What, the one at the end where he just says, and here we go.
Come on. Punch that thing in.
I also
give the ball the bussy.
I also love the amount of people that have bitched and moaned about, like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over. You know they secretly like it, deep down.
Malzi, when he came in here yesterday, did not seem like he secretly liked it.
Oh, he was fiery Malzi. He was very fiery Malzi, especially in the back.
Yes. Yeah, I don't. I mean off-air Malzi. Off-air Malzi seemed like he was downtrodden over the whole thing.
Yes.
So, all right, anyways, I'm sorry.
The debrief. August 6, 2024. Your pal, my pal, Amanda Filippone's favorite. He has his name on a college football venue. Mr. 305.
What?
Pitbull, Florida International. Pitbull. The 43-year-old singer-songwriter and businessman from Miami, who goes by the nickname Mr. 305 after Miami's original area code, and Mr. Worldwide, is expected to pay the Conference USA school, Florida International, $1.2 million per year over the next 5 years to have his name on the 20,000-seat home.
I have a confession to make. Ever since I saw Pitbull in concert, and I want to thank the Hampson family, his great charity. They put us up there. I did a show there on Friday with Chris. Donnie was there too. Amazing hospitality. Great people with an amazing cause. Ever since I heard Pitbull and saw Pitbull that night, I can't get Pitbull songs out of my head. Like, I'll just be driving around and I'll be saying to myself, we're at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. They're catchy numbers, man, and I think they're better in person than they are on the radio or when I listen to them, because I've tried that, thinking if I pull the songs up on YouTube, maybe it'll help get them out of my head, but it's not the same experience as when the bastard's dancing right in front of you,
and Mr. there's 305, girls, baby.
And there's girls feeling them up and stuff.
What do you think of that? It's just going to be Pitbull Stadium?
Well, I think there's another, not a stadium, but isn't there just a Snoop Dogg bowl game this year?
Probably.
Because
there's like 60 bowl games.
Because I saw someone tweet, and maybe it's just for the video game. They said they were playing the Dynasty Mode or whatever as Pitt, and they just got Pitt to the Snoop Dogg bowl. You'll have to look that up for me.
Yeah, there probably is.
I think it's got to be great, especially if you're a fledgling program like that, to have such a big name in the entertainment business associated with your college football program. I mean, let's face it, Florida International's not Texas. So Texas is going to have Matthew McConaughey up and down the sideline chirping officials, putting the horns up. We all get it. It's Texas football. It's a religion down there. Florida International ain't exactly Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Or Ohio State. They're not really.
I think it's cool that he's giving millions of dollars to a small program.
Yeah.
It's not just him trying to get in with one of the big dogs. Now, I mean, I'm sure it would cost him a lot more per year.
Put a campus in Oakland and name it after Wiz Khalifa. Come on now.
Who would be some funny options? Michael Keaton Stadium?
Donny Iris Bowl? The Clarks Stadium?
Oh, God.
Your mom, I've just discovered this recently about you and your family. I didn't realize how big of a Bruce Springsteen fan Mrs. Football is, where she's driving up here with your dad to see Bruce this weekend, and your dad's like, I'm not going to the concert, and your mom goes with who to have fun? Does she go by herself? Is she dancing in the dark?
No, I think my mom's going with a friend or two of hers, and then both of her sisters, my aunts.
Are the aunts as into Bruce Springsteen as your mom?
I'd say they're into him, but my mom definitely takes the cake when it
comes
to fandom.
So when your house growing up and driving around with her, it was just constant Badlands and...
No, I wouldn't say constant,
Tunnel of Love,
but it was clear that she was a huge fan.
Promised Land, and...
I'm kind of wondering if one day she'll have, like, a mini shrine or something, like, in their house. My grandma, her mom, she used to have basically a shrine in their living room to Elvis. Just a bunch of Elvis stuff. Random Elvis stuff. She had an Elvis Christmas tree.
I met a guy at a party a couple weekends ago who believes he's Elvis. Dyes his hair black, has the sideburns, and his whole vibe.
What do you mean he believes he's Elvis?
He thinks he's Elvis. His whole, the way he talks, the way he moves around. And it's not even like an impersonator thing. Maybe he does that on the side.
You think he's better than Pomp? We know Pomp has a little bit of that Elvis flair.
He was an Elvis impersonator in high school and used to perform at halftimes of Al Equipa football games. And who else out there in Beaver County? Somewhere else, too, I want to say.
Beaver Falls?
No. Where did Russell Shell go to high school?
Hopewell.
Yep. Source on state of Steelers 49ers trade negotiations minutes ago. We're in this thing. Are you still letting your hopes get up, or are you just flatlining? Donnie, when Schefter says things like it could happen, when I'm getting texts like that, do you still get excited, or are you numb to it now? On the IU
no.
trade front?
I mean, I'm still able to get excited about it. Yeah, I mean, and no disrespect to you, but we know when Schefter puts things out there that it's still a possibility, then the eyebrows perk up a little bit.
Did you start to abandon me and give up on me when you saw the Schefter interview from McAfee show?
I was a little bit worried, yeah. That was a point where I was like, ah, man, this isn't going to be good for our guy if this is how it goes
and
down.
And when you started to hear that he might go to the Browns, what did you think of my
I thought
situation?
If it goes to complete 180 from where we are coming from on this, what you called your worst-case scenario, I suggested to you and Malzy this morning, well, just with Malzy in the group message, it would be more pertaining to you, that we would have to switch roles for a week. You would have to produce the show. I would host with Chris.
As punishment?
Yeah, and then you would pull off a couple of Ernie Banks days as well. A mini punishment for what has happened. But I'm starting to feel better about it.
I wonder if Chris would be dragging us down right now or if he would get in on it now.
Well, he also sent us that ominous text last night.
Yes, there was an ominous text that we haven't gotten to yet where now Chris all of a sudden has moles that are making him feel like the trade is going to happen.
And all it said was, I feel a little bit better about this. And I said something jokingly back.
And he's like, no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, but then that was that. We kind of left it there.
And remember, he had a similar ominous that he didn't he send a similar ominous message to us about Kenny Pickett getting traded?
Yes, he did. He absolutely did.
Days before it happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.